Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is May 20th, 2015, and your Kingdom assignment today is the concept of reaping. Yesterday, we talked about being a sower, and what it is to be a sower. So today, we're talking about the concept of reaping. Reaping, the definition, says that it is to cut or gather, harvest the crops from, receive a reward or a benefit as consequence of one's own or other people's actions. You know, we hear the scripture all the time. It says that you will reap what you sow, and that's in a good context and in a bad context. And so, you know, we don't really understand the concept, you know, the entire concept of reaping. My base scripture is Matthew 13 and 30 that says, "Let gather until the harvest, and at the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." You know, I talked about this being from a good perspective and also from a bad perspective. And, you know, we have to understand that, you know, good and bad can grow together. Good and bad can result from sowing. And it's really up to you what the concept is or what you decide to get from all your giving, what you decide to get or what you are receiving. You know, we're in control. That's the beautiful thing about this thing is we're in control, and we determine, you know, what, you know, the results are, what the outcome is. God is so mindful that he allows us to determine what we're going to reap. He allows us to determine whether we're going to, you know, be in good concepts or bad concepts. Now, we talked about sowing as planting a seed, and that seed could be any type of seed. It could be the seed of time. It could be the seed of finances. It could be an encouragement seed. It could be love, peace, joy. It also could be, you know, immortality seed. It could be something like an addiction, some type of, it just depends, sexual or drug or, you know, it could be a curse. It could be all kinds of seeds. It could be the seed of knowledge. It could be the seed of wisdom. It, you know, there's so many things, because if you think about it, any action that you take has some type of consequences. And so if you think about it in that concept, then you are right on for the concept of sowing and reaping. And so just to read a little bit more about the reaping concept, Matthew 13:36 through 43, King James Version. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Remember, the seed could be the word, okay? The seed is the word of God. The field is the world, children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. So that is, you know, God, that is Jesus talking to his disciples, and he is explaining the parable of sowing and reaping. And he is explaining it in a way as the end times, which is what we're living in. It's what we're living in. You know, yesterday we talked about the farmer that's planting the seeds, the kingdom, kingdom-minded people. You, as God's children, should be planting seeds, should be giving scriptural advice, should be giving scriptural reference to people so that they're able to see God. You know, the end times, they're coming. You know, and do understand, while you, the Son of Man, the Son of Christ, the daughter of Christ, our Christian sisters and brothers, while you are on this earth and you're encouraging man and woman, boy and girl, while you're encouraging people, while you're planting seeds, the enemy is busy as well. The enemy doesn't want to see you go to heaven, doesn't want to see you reunite with Jesus in the end, doesn't want to see you in the kingdom of God. And so there's good seeds that are being planted as well as bad seeds that are being planted. And we've got to be cognizant of the fact that God is so mindful and already knows what we're going to encounter, that he allows us to be prepared. He allows us to be forewarned. He allows us to move forward in his kingdom with his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And so we've got to understand, before we can do anything, you know, we've talked so much about relationship with God, and we've talked about communing and fellowshipping and admonishing one another. And we've talked about even, you know, just becoming one with God, knowing the mind of God. You know, I was reading an article the other day, and I was talking, you know, I was thinking, as I was reading, the article was talking about God's creation on this earth. It was talking about, if you look around and look at everything that God created and just begin to just marvel, you will see the mindset of God. The mind of God will begin to be revealed in you. He took his time and he created every single thing on this earth. And we take it for granted. We take advantage of it. We don't acknowledge it. And, you know, we've got to start there first, because we've got to know the mind of God so that we are functioning in kingdom-minded. You know, so we, you know, we're talking about reaping, and we're talking about, you know, the there's benefits of reaping, and there's consequences. There's benefits and there's consequences. Now, remember, you said, you know, the scripture says you reap what you sow. That's what the scripture says. You reap what you sow. And so we've got to be cognizant of the fact that whatever we reap, whatsoever a man reaps, that he shall also sow. And we've got to be cognizant of that for two reasons. Did you know that you can reap some of the things that other people do? Did you know that? Yes, you can. You can actually sow something that reap something that someone else has sowed. And guess what? Someone can reap what you sow. Galatians 6, chapter 6, verse 7 through 9. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. But whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So God is admonishing us to, one, reap, sow seeds of knowledge and wisdom, God's knowledge and wisdom, and also that, you know, if we're whatever we're sowing and it's sown into the kingdom of God, that we will reap from the kingdom of God. Well, we talked about Matthew 13 and 30 where it says, let both grow together. And what is meant there is the wheat and the tare. The wheat and the tare. And we talked about how the wheat is the weeds and tares is filled with the spiritual significance and truth. And so, you know, what's happening is that you've got weeds and spiritual significance or truth, the weeds and truth growing together. Now, in order for them to be growing, remember, seeds were planted. So just like good seeds for the spiritual, you know, spiritual growth and things like that were planted, then the enemy, you allow the enemy to come in and also plant seeds of evil. And so they have to grow together because, remember, it's a process. Once the seed is planted, the object is not to allow bad seeds to be planted. That's the object. We talked about guarding your heart, guarding your ears. You know, and people think they don't take it, you know, for what it is. They don't take it. Guard your ears. Do not allow things to, you know, do not allow yourself to hear things that will plant seeds. It's about guarding your children's ears as well. You're accountable and you're responsible. So you have to guard. You have to guard the heart. You have to guard the ears. You know, I was listening to a radio broadcast on last night, and the radio broadcast was interviewing a gentleman that was, you know, talking about the goodness of God. He was talking, though, and, you know, testifying about how he was abused as a kid, how he was sexually abused as a kid. And he talked about this, you know, the process or the steps. He kind of went down memory lane as to, you know, some of the flashbacks that kept happening to him in regards to the events that took place. And he said one thing that really stood out to me. He said that in the midst of these actions taking place, that he could see Jesus there with him, and he could see Jesus guarding his heart. He could see Jesus protecting his heart. Now, that's a seed that's being planted. You know, when you see these people that are sick, you know, they've probably been abused as kids. They grow up, you know, in abusive environments. Then they grow up to be abusive adults. And because they're abusive adults, they are acting out the seeds that were planted in them. And they're, you know, in doing that act to someone else, they're planting a seed. Think about it. Kids, when they're, you know, babies, when they're born, they're impressionable. They're a clean slate. And so when they're born, you know, it's us. It's up to us. I say this all the time as parents. It's up to us to mold them into what it's up to us to impart wisdom and knowledge. It's up to us to acquaint them with the Word of God. It's up to us. The child is merely a product of its environment, and so of his or her environment. And so you've got to understand that, you know, this guy was talking about it, and that's a seed of sexual immortality that is being planted. And God, he said he could see Jesus there guarding his heart. We've got to guard our hearts. We've got to guard our ears. We have to be accountable of guarding our children's hearts and ears. They're a product of the seeds that have been planted. And so you've got to sometimes, you know, there's good seeds and bad seeds. They grow together, but then when it's time to reap, you gather up, you gather it up, and you bundle up the evil stuff and you burn it. First, gather together the tares and bind them and burn them, and then gather the wheat into the barn. Gather up the tares, bind them, burn them. You burn it. You get rid of it. And then you gather up the wheat. So you've got to, at some point, recognize, hey, this is not the will of God. And you've got to get rid of it. And then you've got to even recognize, because some of us do not recognize that, you know, some of the, you know, reaping is the will of God. And then another problem that we have is that when we sow good things, we sow time, we sow finances, we sow encouragement, we sow the fruits of the Spirit. When we sow those things, God is saying to us, you know, we're reaping those good things. Someone else is sowing into us. We're reaping a harvest. And some of us don't really understand. One, we don't recognize the reaping. We don't recognize the harvest time. And then we're not accepting of it because we feel like, you know, we're so selfless that we feel like we don't deserve the reaping portion. And God is in the rewarding business. So God wants to reward his children. He wants to reward the kingdom. But you've got to be receptive and acceptable. And it all goes back to your heart condition. It all goes back to your heart. When you're sowing from your heart. So when you reap, your heart has to be open and receptive to receive the harvest. And we've got to understand that, you know, even when the farmer plants, the farmer knows and the farmer's in expectation of the harvest. And the farmer doesn't just sit there or stand there and watch the harvest, you know, when it's time to reap it. The farmer actually gathers it. The farmer gathers it. So we've got to understand that harvest time is a busy time, and all must be there at work. So we have to work in harvest time. Harvest time is a short time, and harvest work must be done then or not at all, which means we could miss our harvest time because, one, we're struggling with acceptance in our heart. Two, we don't feel like we deserve the harvest. You know, you've got to understand God will reward you, but he can't reward you if you're not receptive. You know, I talked about how someone else can reap what you sow. That's because you allow them to come in and reap all the sowing that you've done because you're so full of selflessness that you don't feel like you deserve it. Someone else could step in. That's like a farmer working really hard on his land and planting a seed and everything growing, and it's growing to his expectations. But he's so in awe, you know, and he's so, you know, that he can't even go out and harvest. And it's like somebody watching him harvest, watching him sow, and watching him put all the work and labor into growing it. And then they just walk over and they just take everything that he's worked so hard for. That's how you allow. So we talked about when you sow, nurture it, you have to water it, you have to watch it grow, you have to, you know, there's certain things that you have to know. You have to know that it is time, you know, okay, it's time to reap this harvest. Okay, it's harvest time. It's time for me to get to work. And you got to know that, because if you don't know that, someone else, I promise you, knows that it's time for you to reap a harvest, and they will step in and take your harvest. Leviticus 19:23-25 says, when you enter the land and plant all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as forbidden. 3 years it shall be forbidden to you. It shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, an offering of praise to the Lord. In the fifth year, you are to eat of its fruit. Then its yield may increase for you. I am the Lord your God. So he gives you instructions on how to sow and how to reap. Deuteronomy 22:9 says, you shall not sow your vineyard with two kinds of seeds. Are all the produce of the seed which you have sown and the increase of the vineyard will become defiled, which means that you are sowing the truth. You are sowing the seed of truth. You are sowing the word of God. Two kinds of seed cannot be sown together. So God is asking us to understand the concept. You know, we talked about good and bad, good and bad, good and bad. You're sowing, someone else is reaping your benefits. Someone else is sowing an evil seed. Somebody else is sowing something, and then guess what? You step in, you see that they, you know, say that someone else is sowing just something as simple as they're not managing their finances correctly. They're sowing that. So they're going to reap something bad financially. They're not managing what God has given them. So that's a seed that they're sowing. And then they get into a rut and they need some financial assistance. That's why we must seek God for everything. You step in and you help that person, you assist them financially, then you're reaping the repercussions. They'll never learn that they're mismanaging, and they'll never learn from that seed that they've sown, because you stepped in and you're reaping, you know, the repercussions of that, because you stepped in to somebody else's situation. We've got to understand that God wants us to acknowledge. He wants us to confer with him. He wants us to seek him. God, is this what you want me to do? You know, when God blesses us with our finances, mismanagement may not be that you're not managing and you're not paying, you know, what you need to pay. Mismanagement could be that God has blessed you with those finances for a particular reason, for a particular situation, for a particular person. So we've got to seek God. That's why we go back and we seek God in all things. You seek God. God, is this what I am to be doing at this? Is this your plan? Is this your will for my finances? Is this where the finances are supposed to be planted? Because when you're planting finances, you're planting a seed. You're sowing a seed. So you're going to reap from those finances. If you're planting finances in bad places, then you're going to sow from those bad places. If you're planting in bad ground, then you're going to sow from bad ground. You're going to reap from bad ground. If you're sowing your finances in good ground, you know, God told me a while back, one day he visited me and he told me, I was laying across the bed and he told me, he said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you financially. But you must make sure that you're sowing in good ground. He says, I'm going to bless you so that you may bless the kingdom. You may bless my kingdom. But you must sow in good ground. That means that anyone that's around you must be good ground. So I began to just take inventory of everybody that was around me, including the people that I paid to do my yard, the people that I paid to do, you know, just day-to-day things. You know, I said, okay, God, if, you know, do the people that come and prepare my yard every 2 weeks, do they believe in you? Are they Christian? Because if they're not, then when I'm paying them, I'm not sowing into good ground. So I had to switch that up. I had to switch up. I said, okay, God, if I have to, you know, if I'm going to switch this, then show me. Show me who should I be sowing into? Who should I sow my finances into? That's me first, you know, taking inventory, acknowledging that God has visited and he's given me that word, and then acknowledging him on who should I, you know, who should I employ to come and do my work? Because God already knows, you know, the good ground that needs to be sown into, because he's provided you the provision for it. So, then, you know, it didn't take long. I made that decision one day. The next day I had a new yard person. And so that's all it is you consult and ask God, God, where should I do? Who should I, you know, who should be, you know, the people that I not so much employ, but I'm planting good seeds. I'm planting seeds in good ground, on good soil. And so we've got to acknowledge God in that. Another thing that God wants us to do, Leviticus 23 and 22. When you reap the harvest of your land, moreover, you shall not reap to the very corners of your field, nor gather the gleaning of your harvest. You are to leave them for the needy and the alien. I am the Lord your God. And even Deuteronomy 24:19, when you reap your harvest in your field and have forgotten a sheep in the field, you shall not go back and get it. It shall be for the alien, for the orphan, and for the widow, in order that the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. And so he's saying, if we're here, we're blessed, and we should be sowing seeds. When we reaping, and we also look out for, we should look out for our sisters and our brothers in Christ. We should look out for the needy. We should look out for the orphan and for the widow. I thank God for your listening ears. I thank God for this morning, for God visiting us once again and giving us a word. I thank God because he moves in all things. I thank God because he is mindful of us. And if I can't say anything else today, find yourself sowing good seeds and preparing for harvest time and reaping only good things. Be blessed.